Mishnayis Zayin and Ches, Perek Yud of Negoim, Mishnah Zayin. Now the previous Mishnah Vav, spoke about two Nesokim that were adjacent to each other. Now we're talking about two Nesokim where one is inside of the other. It's a circle inside a larger circle. And surrounding the inner circle is a row of the circumference made of hairs. So the I'll point out right now that the Melechus Shlomo points out that the Memela, that automatically the outer Nesek is Tahor, because the circle inside of it of hairs is Mavutzer, and that's hairs of Meshur that are Mavutzeros. The Rav learns a little bit differently, but it looks very clear that the halacha should be like the Melech Shlomo, because that's what you have here in the middle. You have Mishuros at the center of the outer Nesek. Shnei Nesokim Zelifni Mizeh. The shita shall seir mafsekus b'nei, and the shita here, this row of hair is a circumference, circular, is separates between them. Nifritzi mokum echad, if it's there's one piritz of two hairs, the inner one remains tome. Let me read the Rav. Zelifni Mizeh kego nesek kegris hakilki meruba. That's the size of it. Veshita shel ser mekifo soviv, and a row of hair, circumference of hair, surrounds it on the outside. There's another nesek gris that surrounds it completely, that encompasses it. So it's like a row of nesek surrounding it, the circular circle of nesek surrounding it with the thickness of an adosha. Makefes es hashita shel seir, ushir hanesek hamakif hasaros hamuvutzaros. The shir of the nesek that surrounds the saros and the muvutzaros. Nifratz mimokum echad tamei, hapnimi is tamei. Hiser shorchu betzido, because there's black here on its side, in a mavutzer. The black here is not centered because it's not completely open. So it's not mavutzer l'socho. Avul chitzon is tohor, and the Rav might mean that from the very, like the Melech Shlomo, that the chitzon is tohor in all instances from the very beginning. The hoshtei saros, but the Rav adds this though: the hoshtei saros shoros mevutzaros l'socho. I would read it like this: there are at least two hairs that are black hairs that are in its middle, and I would say that at the beginning also when there was a circle in the middle. Now, if it was nifritz mishnei makomos, this circumference tohor, because then the part of the circumference that has a break of the two hairs, a space of two hairs on each side, that's certainly mavutzer. So that would make the inner one also tohor. Kamatei ha-piritza mokom shtei saros. How much should the piritza be in place of two saros? Let me read further the Rav. Mishtei mokom ustohar ha-pnimi now. The inner one, the kol shechein ha-chitza. Now, much more so, the outer one, shenasu shnehem nesek echad. Now they're one nesek, and they have this group of hairs that are centered in the middle, and the meshur, they were left over there, and that's metayer. Ubesochem shtei saros shcharos mevutzaros. Kamatei apirtsa mishnei makomos v'yetohar mokom shtei saros. Place of two hairs on each side. Now the Mishnah says, nifratz mimokom echad kegris tohar. If in one place, not two breaches, but there's one breach the size of a gris between the two nisokim, it becomes tohar. So the Rav explains, v'hod amr nifritz b'mokom echad is tameh, if it's only in one spot. Hainu is tameh, hainu b'pachus mikagris, that's if it's less than a gris. Avim mi'achar the nifritz sok a gris, but after it was nifritz like a gris, because we're dealing with one inside the other, nasu shtei hanesokim echad. because one is inside of the other. Both of them become viewed as one nesek, and you have hairs right in the middle of visoros hanishurim harehim visoros. Whatever hairs are left are right in the middle. Now, the Tosfos Yom Tov says over here, Kegris Tohar, Ule'el, in the last Mishnah, we spoke about two nesakim, Zebet Sadzeh, Afilu Nifras Kegris, even there, it was Nifras Kegris, B'mokom Echad, it's Tameh, Lo Cheshivi Mevutzaros, it's not considered Mevutzar, when they're next to each other, came in the Ika Mitzad Sheni, since even though there's a break of a breach of a gris, on the other side of that row it's still attached to the kama, the surrounding kama sarosh, the surrounding hair of the head that has not yet been affected by the nesek, so that prevents it from being mevutzer. The hainu shor hasarosh shibaros shchutzaneg is called the kama sarosh. It's called the Maharam. But that's why in the previous case where they were adjacent to each other, the breakup of a gris is not does not make it tahar. Whereas here, when one is inside the other, what the gris does is make the two nesakim into a unit of one nesek, and now you have in the middle of that entire nesek, you have hairs that are mishuros and mevutzaros are in the middle, so they're not at the end. They don't have to be totally centered in the middle, but they're not at the end, so it's tahar. That's the end of Mishneh Zayin. Mishneh Ches, Mishu hoya bo nesek ubo seir tzohov. A person had a nesek and he had a simon of tumah. He had a seir tzohov. Tomei so, right, we know he's tomei, he's muchlat with a seir tzohov. Nolat seir shochar, and we know also something we learned in the past, if a seir shochar it suddenly grows up into that nesek with the yellow, with the golden hair, he's tahar, because a seir shochar, two black hairs, really seir means two, seir shochar is tahar. Av pisholach lo seir shochar. Then, however, what this mission is coming to add to our knowledge is, what if those black hairs go away? They go away, and the golden hair is still there. He's still tahar. Tahar. He still remains tahar. But Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer. Now let me read the Rav first on this, because there are two issues here. One is in terms of Sir Sohov, and one is in terms of Pisoyon that comes afterwards. Sir Sohov Mitame. Bein b'tchila, bein b'sof, shu'r rishon, bein b'sof, shu'r sheni, bein liach repetur. Nolad bo sir shochar tohar. O b'tzomach liachar a nesek. If it grows up after the nesek is already there, afal pishen mivutzoros. It's not mishur, it's not a leftover here, it's a new here. Even mishur dafka mevutzer, but if it was mishur, only if it was mevutzer. The rochem mekoma sarosh makom shtei saros kadiyamin, as we set up above, two saros away from the ends of the actual remaining hair on the head. Afal pi sholach lo sir shochar tor, the kaven the nitur hatsohov sulo mitame. Afal pi shenoshir hashochar. Once the golden hair was nitar through the black hairs, so even though the black hairs left, then it's tar, it remains tar. Sulo mitame, the Rav's language is, it cannot be mitame any longer. However, the Rav says now in the Tanakama, avl himichlito v'pisoyon, if afterwards it was a bisoyon, bo hashocha v'tir ha-pisoyon, if there was a pisoyon, and afterwards, after the pisoyon, a black hair came, and it was matayr the pisoyon, v'yachrechin holach hashocha, and then the black hair went away, chozer ha-pisoyon metame. So, according to the Tanakhama, the Rav is saying that if you have a golden hair, and then a black hair comes up, so that golden hair, and then the black hair goes, but the golden hair is not mitame any longer, which is not the case of pisoyon. If there's a pisoyon and a black hair appears, it's metahir the pisoyon. However, if the black hair goes away, then the pisoyon returns to its tumah. Now, so chozir apisu v'tomei, oh, sheposa v'kwanas, or in a situation where there was a pisoyon, then the pisoyon recedes, and in essence becomes smaller, v'chozir uposa, lo'arminan, kevin the toher anesek lo v'tomei. By pisoyon, either through a black hair or through a recession of the pisoyon, receding of the pisoyon, we don't say that it remains tohar if the simin tara is no longer there. If the black hair falls out, black hairs fall out, or the pisoyon returns. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon Kol Nesek Shetoher Shoachas, any Nesek that becomes tohar even for a moment, Ein Lo Tumah Li'olam. So this is a different shita. Kol Nesek Shetoher Shoachas Bein shechlitu bepisoyon v'konas, whether he was machlitit with a pisoyon and pisoyon diminished, returned back to its former size, v'shabo asir shochar v'tiro, bein yechlitu b'sir tzov v'bo asir shochar v'tiro. In all these instances, whether there was a kinus of the pisoyon, or there was a black hair that came into the pisoyon, or there was a golden hair and a black hair came in and was metahir the golden hair, ubosir shovatiro v'yachar kein holach l'shochar, and the shochar went away, umashikonas chozer v'nitak, or where the hair grew back in the pisoyon and then it would fill out again, shuvein l'nesek zed tumah li'olam. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says that once there's a simin tara, it can never, to a nesek, it can never become tomei again at all. Afogav the kaima simoni tumah shelo, even though the simoni tumah remain there. Kigon ser tzohuv pisoyon. V'lo mibayi, it doesn't matter bahani shekavar tiru b'ser shochar. We're not just talking about the cases where there was a taru by a shir shochar. V'lo poso achar sheholach shochar. Even if there was a pisoyon after the Seir Shochar left, when a lot of Basir Tzov Achir, where new golden hair appeared, came in the Toher and Nesek Var, since we already received Tara once, Kvashuv Ein Lo Tuma. So there's no longer Tuma. So this Shita says that once there was Tara, and even then the Tara appears, and new Simonim, a new Pisoyon, or a new Seir Tzov comes onto this Nesek, nevertheless, a Nesek is never again susceptible to Tuma. Third Shita now. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Ser Tzohuv Shetoher Shoachas Ein Lo Tumah Li'olam. He says it only works by Ser Tzohuv and not by Pisoyon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Ser Tzohuv Shetoher Shoachas Gagon Haida Havakuim B'sho Shebo HaShocher, an existing golden hair that was there when the black hair came, Ein Lo Tumah Li'olam. That hair never has tumah li'olam. Avlim achar sheholach hashochar. But if after the black hair was there, fell out, no lad benesek in that same nesek it's here so of achir, oposu achrei kenu dus pisoyon achrei kein tomei. Kol nesek shetoher lo armin. We don't say that once it was tara that it can never become tomei again. No, after the black hair falls out, if there's either a new golden hair or the pisoyon, then it's tomei. V'aloha k'tanakama. So the Tanakama again said what? That he had a nesek and a golden hair, tomei, but no la lo sir shochar tohar. Afa pisho lo sir shochar remains tohar. So again, let me read the Rav of the Tanakama again, just to say aloha is like that. The cave of the nitar at sohuv, sulo mitame. Since the golden hair was already made tahar, it can't be metame, even though the black hair falls out. However, the Tanakama, according to the Rav, there are other shittas. Tosos Yom brings down the Rambam, but we'll just stick with the Rav. This is complicated enough. But in Iflito b'pisoyon, so the Tanakama, according to the Rav, makes a distinction between Sohov and pisoyon. If there was first a hekla because of pisoyon, and then a black hairs came in, bo shochar, tira pisoyon, V'achron holcha shachar. So in this case, once the blacker goes, then the pisoin is mitami again. That same pisoin is still there. It's mitami. Whereas that golden hair is not mitame, but a pisoyun is mitame. But another golden hair comes in after the black hair goes. That'll be mitame. And certainly, we said the pisoyun itself, whether the black hair, once the black hair is gone, and there was original pisoyun, the pisoyun remains as a mitame. So that's the sheet of the Tanakama. And the Rav says the halacha is like the Tanakama. So that's Mishnah Ches.